This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It has been an awful few days for Haiti. A deadly 4.9 magnitude earthquake struck Tuesday as the country was already dealing with widespread deadly flooding. Former New York Times reporter Gary Pierre-Pierre is the founder of the Haitian Times, and he's joining us. Gary, let's start with this earthquake. What's the latest on that?
The authorities have gotten on the ground. They're trying to rescue people. We don't know the final fatality number. Well, we do know there are about 12,000 people who have been displaced because of the earthquake and the torrential rains that have also wreaked havoc on Haiti.
And this quake comes about 2 years after the 7.2 magnitude quake that killed more than 2,200 people. I guess some areas of Haiti still haven't recovered from that one.
Yes, exactly. And it's not too far. It's still in the southern peninsula of the country, and that area was already devastated. And so this has compounded the problem even more. And so the problem is buildings are not constructed with code that will prevent this type of fatalities and catastrophe that you see when we have earthquakes in Haiti. And as we see now, this is going to be a recurrence every 2 years or so. And so the authorities in Haiti need to address this problem. How do you deal with earthquakes?
And then on top of the earthquake, there's been all this flooding recently across Haiti after torrential rains. What's the latest on all the flooding?
Well, yeah, that's also pretty bad. We've had over 50 people reported dead, many more missing. And so most of the streets in the capital are still flooded. And they're trying their best to evacuate people. You have people who are internally displaced, people running away from their homes. And also on top of, again, people who've been running away from the gang violence that has crippled the capital city of Port-au-Prince.
Boy, it's something. Earthquakes, floods, gang violence. I mean, Haiti just can't catch a break.
Well, if it wasn't for bad luck, Haiti wouldn't have any luck at all.
Oh, man. Any word on international relief efforts for the flooding or the earthquake? Is anyone on their way to help?
So as far as we know, no. I mean, it's the Haitian authorities and the people who are fending off for themselves. There has been no activity from the international community, the U.S. This is happening so fast that I think people are still shell-shocked trying to figure out what to do.
Yeah, just one disaster on top of another. Gary Pierre-Pierre, the founder of the Haitian Times, we appreciate you joining us. Good luck to you and to Haiti.
Thank you, Michael.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.